Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're joined as well by Whitey.
Hey, Brooke. Hey, Bob. How was your morning?
Largely unaffected, but we couldn't help but notice hundreds of balloons in the office.
Quite literally 100. 300, in fact. Not that I was counting, but you know.
Yeah, we kind of said on air this morning, oh, there's probably about 50 in there.
50. I think I said as high as 80.
Yes.
Yeah. How long did it take you to pull off this little prank?
I left the office at about 7:30 last night.
Yeah, I've done that before. Mm-hmm. I've filled someone's room with balloons. We had about four or five of us. We just squatted in a mate's house. It was honestly a frightening time because balloons will just pop out of nowhere. You're constantly on edge. Clearly, you had a better plan than that.
Okay, I said 300. There were 298 because I had two that had holes in them.
Only two.
Only two.
Blowing them up, how?
Well, our lovely receptionist, Jess, helped out. She used a hand pump. Okay. And me, I just used my good old lungs because anyone knows I'm full of air.
That is serious dedication. Now, the good news was that we kind of knew something was up, basically because we're living our life purely on the edge at all times mm-hmm. at the moment, but also because you'd posted a mysterious post on our Facebook page.
Yes, because our cleaners come in last night. My biggest fear was the cleaners were just going to clear out everything out of the room and you come into a clean office and my 5 hours of blowing up balloons would be wasted.
Would have been good. Would have been great for us.
Oh, fantastic for you.
Look, we did record first my reaction because I got in first and then I managed to stop Bob and catch him on the way in as well. This is how it went down for us, Whitey. Bob.
Yes.
Okay, you just walked in the door. Good morning.
Morning, Brooke.
I think it's just best if you just make your way to the office.
This would be that prank that Whitey posted on our Facebook last night?
You'll see.
Okay. So he's... he has covered the office in balloons. I mean, he's got to get a life for one thing. But also, it's a really annoying because I kind of figured we would just do the same thing to him tomorrow for April Fool's Day. I just figured that would be the prank.
Yeah, so did I. I thought, oh, we could do that.
That's a classic.
Not only did you fill our office with balloons, you also destroyed the one prank we had both had in mind.
You know what? Great minds think alike, guys. That's all I can say. Well done.
I'm not worried. Competition's going to bring innovation in this case.
Exactly.
You've made it worse for yourself, hopefully.
Oh, perfect. I can't wait for the payback. It's going to be glorious. Guys, the bar has been set high.
Happy prank week.
Bring it on.